This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston is trying to talk about the city's experience taking in thousands of new migrants. He and three other big city mayors are taking questions about immigration from a U.S. House committee this morning. An early exchange between Mayor Johnston and the committee chair set the tone for the questioning. We hear from Republican James Comer of Kentucky.
Mayor Johnston, is Denver a sanctuary city?
A lot of folks use that term.
Yes or no?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. Folks use that term differently. I can tell you what Denver does. We do
okay,
not...
Okay, I take that as a yes. I take that as a yes.
Johnston defended Denver's treatment of migrants and cited the city's success in moving people out of temporary shelters. Survivors of sexual assault shared their stories at the state capitol this week about the human toll of delayed DNA results in sexual assault cases. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
It takes roughly a year and a half or longer for Colorado to process evidence in sexual assault cases. Miranda Spencer told lawmakers and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation at a town hall that she's been waiting 2 years for her results.
Each day, you feel more and more powerless. Each week, you feel less and less like a human. When my estimated processing time came and went, I spent weeks grasping at straws, attempting to get anyone to listen to me.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation said they would have all 1,407 backlog cases processed by the end of the calendar year. The goal going forward is to have new cases processed within 90 days. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News, NKRCC.